Blackstone Audio presents Objects of My Affection by Jill Smolinski. This book is read by Exie Sands. For Mary Jo Reuter, who, as best friends go, is forever in my keep pile. Chapter 1. I remind myself as I enter the coffee shop that it's actually a good thing I sold my house, and for that matter, almost everything in it. Sure, some may find my situation pitiful, a 39-year-old woman reduced to sharing a bedroom with her best friend's preschooler daughter, but for purposes of this particular job interview, I pause to look around to see if anyone is looking around for me. It makes me even more of an expert. Will Meyer is going to be downright impressed that the woman he's thinking of hiring to clear out his mother's home barely has a possession left of her own. Not that I'll mention anything about it to him. A man at the counter orders one of those ridiculous coffees that sound as if you should get a cake with several people around it singing happy birthday rather than something in a paper cup. Then he turns his attention to me.
You must be Lucy Bloom.
This is my guy. Hi, and you're Will Meyer. Nice to meet you, I say, shaking his hand. He's tall, 40-ish, clean-cut, and wearing a business suit with the sort of ease that makes it clear he doesn't usually waste his mornings hanging out in coffee shops.
I recognized you by your book.
He points toward the copy of Things Are Not People that I'm clutching.
What can I get you to drink?
Coffee, black, thanks. Maybe my Spartan drinking style will be another check in the yes column for me. The woman is amazing. Even her beverages aren't cluttered. The coffee shop is only half full this late in the morning on a Tuesday. We